a bridge to people where God would lead you. He may be leading you to be a foreign missionary, a home missionary, a church planter into ministry or evangelism, chaplaincy, other places of ministry. I want to ask in this moment, as our men stand here at the front, would you just stand and come, saying, yes, God is moving my heart and calling me, and I'll be that person that God's calling me to be. May we stand together as we sing. You'd come just now. This moment of quietness, you just step out from where you are. As the pianist begins, you'd come. We bow our heads and our hearts for just a moment. I wonder how many of you would say, Lord, I'll be that witness you call me to be. Would you just lift your hand? Lord, I'll be that witness you call me to be. I will. Now it may be that you need to come and didn't a moment ago. Scott, would you sing one other verse and then we close. While heads are bowed, you just step out from where you are and come, saying, I'm deciding for Christ today.
Just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse.
For just a moment with your heads bowed and eyes closed, if you will, as the pianist plays. I know yesterday many of you did make responses during the invitation. I just feel like I want our pianist to play this thing through one other time, because I believe God may be speaking to some of you today. Folks, truth of the matter is, it's not just our churches where 98% of the folks don't witness. Who would believe that in a theological seminary there would be people present who have not shared their faith with anybody this year? I'm not going to hold you much longer. But folks, I know, painfully I know, that some of you have not shared your faith this whole year with anybody. Am I talking to you today? As our pianist plays it through one other time, and these men are here at the front from the Home Mission Board, God's speaking to you right now. You need to just come forward and spend a moment in prayer with one of them to say to God, Lord, I know I'm responsible and I'm not doing what I ought to do in personal witness and sharing my faith. Would you come quickly? We're going to wait just a moment. God talking to you right now. How about you? As the Lord speaks, not just an emotion, the Spirit of the living God speaking to your heart. Just remain with heads bowed and eyes closed, please, for just a moment. In just a second, Jean White's going to come. She's an SEBTS alum and associate in the Division of Church and Community Ministries. She's going to lead us in our benediction. Before she does that, and as she comes, and as we pray with some who have responded, I'm going to just say a word of thanks to the whole Mission Board staff. Thank you again so much for coming. Thank you, Darrell Robinson, for reminding us one time again today of our responsibility to share the faith. Thank you for being a great example of that to us, that you are. It's one thing to preach it, it's another thing to model it. You've done both. And Brother Darrell will be here at the front, the conclusion of the message, in just a few moments for you to come by and get acquainted with him if you haven't. But again, to the whole Home Mission Board staff, thank you for being with us during these days. Now I'm going to ask Jean White, if she will, to come and voice our benediction, and then you'll be dismissed. Come by and get acquainted with Brother Darrell. If you haven't met him, say a word of encouragement to those around you. We'll see you in class in a little bit. Jean White.
Father God, we thank you for the way that you have moved among us this week. Never ceases to amaze us that you, the creator of all things, use us to fulfill your purposes. It is truly awesome how you touch the life of a single person, and in an instant, that life is changed for eternity. Many have said this week, "Here am I, Lord, send me. I will go wherever you send me. I'll do whatever you call me to do, and I'll trust you to supply all of my needs." Thank you, Father, for these precious lives. Surround them with your angels. Protect them with your power. Holy Spirit, walk beside them and infill them that they might be able to withstand every attack Satan might send their way. Help us to be faithful in praying for them, in encouraging them, and in supporting them. You have called all of us who belong to you to a life of service. Help us to be open to those opportunities you send our way. Help us to pour out our lives as the salt you created us to be. Help us to shine brightly as your light in a dark and sinful world. We go now empowered by your Spirit and ever mindful that you not only go with us, but you dwell within us as Lord and Savior. It is in Jesus' precious and most holy name we pray. Amen.